You're listening to SBS News.
Stefania Zittis doesn't like conventional sports. Instead, she leaps, rolls, and jumps over concrete for fun. She's part of the growing number of Australian traceuses, otherwise known as women who train parkour.
When I first started, there weren't very many women. There was probably like one or two, and we didn't really know each other either, so it felt like a lot of us were on our own. But over the years, more and more women have come into it. Probably the last 2 years is when girls' groups and things have really started to kick off.
With its origins in French military training, parkour's physicality and audacity has meant it's been dominated by men for years, and uptake by women was slow, some dismissing it as too dangerous. That includes Miss Zittis's family.
My mum especially and my grandparents get really scared for me because they get worried that it's dangerous, but I'm always reassuring them, like, I'm fine. So yeah, overall, supportive. Just a little bit worried.
But parkour participants believe the discipline is misunderstood. Michaela Smith, who trains regularly in Sydney, explains.
All the videos are men doing crazy roof jumps and, you know, really crazy things. And I think a lot of women don't understand, or a lot of people generally don't understand, that parkour isn't about crazy roof gaps. It's not about, you know, trying to get the biggest jump possible, and, you know, it's about overcoming obstacles and getting from A to B in the most efficient way possible.
To train parkour, the women go in search of public places with lots of obstacles. Seats, bollards, railings and staircases are just some of the objects used to leap on, roll over and ricochet off. Macquarie University's Kath Bicknell, who studies women in extreme sports, says the overarching values of parkour are less about being dangerous and more about creativity, adaptation and freedom.
Yeah, I think parkour's not always as dangerous as people think from the outside. Part of it is looking at a challenge and breaking down the risk and deciding what the consequences might be and building up the skills to mitigate those risks.
Miss Smith says it's the risks that make them feel empowered.
My favourite thing about parkour is how strong and powerful and confident it makes me feel, and how much that carries over into my normal life.
And it's not just in Australia. Women across the world are participating in parkour as a way to feel in control of their bodies. In Egypt and Iran, traceuses are pushing back against restrictive stereotypes, moving freely about their cities. 16-year-old Lina Mansour, a Muslim girl from Western Sydney, says her faith has never stopped her. However, she knows it's not so easy for others.
Within, like, the Muslim community, you don't really find that many Muslim girls doing parkour. It's not as if they don't want to do it, but I feel like it's more they don't think they can.
She is training to be a parkour instructor at a dedicated gym in Sydney and hopes to encourage more young women to try it out.
I want to try to get 10, 12, like, build it up. I really hope that women are able to, like, more, like, confidently show up instead of hesitantly want to try it out.
Australian traceuses are going from strength to strength. Amelia Dunn, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.